Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. What does it mean to be hidden in plain sight? Is it right below our feet, families living just beneath a manhole, or maybe a judiciously placed leaf to hide someone hiding in a garden, or maybe people with special powers living amongst us that no one recognizes? This week I'm going to look at three very different foreign movies, one from France, Poland, and Japan, about people hidden in plain sight as they face an earth-shattering crisis that threatens their homes, lives, friends, or families. First, The Secret World of Arrietty, directed by Hiromasa Yonebayashi. So Arrietty is a teeny tiny teenage girl, a borrower, who lives with her parents hidden inside a normal home. One day, she's allowed to go out with her father for the first time to secretly borrow things that the human beings, as they call them, would never miss. A stamp, a pin, a sugar cube, a fish hook, maybe a piece of thread, but she has to obey the rules. Never let the human beings see them or notice them, for that always seems to end up in death. If they're noticed, it's time to leave. But Arrietty is 14, and she's never met anyone aside from her parents. Are there other borrowers? And could the big people really be that bad? Soon she encounters Sean, a sickly boy sent by his mother to his grandparents' country house to rest before an operation. And because he's so ill, maybe that's why he's able to notice her. But they both have to watch out for Haru, the old housekeeper who believes in the little people and wants to catch him and maybe even call an exterminator to wipe them out. Sean thinks he can help make Arrietty's life better. But when he lifts up a floorboard and tears open Arrietty's home to replace it with part of an old dollhouse, chaos ensues. Haru thinks this proves the little people are back, and Arrietty's mom panics when she's placed in a precarious position, and her dad decides it's time to pack up and move. This is a delightful kids movie from Japan based on the English children's book. It's mainly old style of animation with painted backgrounds, hand-drawn cells for each frame. It's from the Ghibli studios, but it lacks some of Miyazaki's extreme fantasy and bizarre images. Still, it's a very sweet movie with a great story, a good lesson for kids, and smooth, exciting, and dynamic animation. Strangely enough, it shares a theme with a Polish Holocaust drama that also has people living just underneath. In Darkness, directed by Agnieszka Holland. So it's the 1940s, World War II, under the German occupation in the Polish city of Lviv, which is now in the Ukraine and called Lviv. It was a multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-religious city with Catholics, Eastern Orthodox, Protestants, and Jews speaking Polish, Ukrainian, Yiddish, and German. The movie jumps around with lots of different languages. So the Jews are locked up in a ghetto that's about to be liquidated and sent to the Jadowska labor camp. So a few families, led by a man, Mundek, played by Bano Fuhrmann, comes up with a plan to hide in the sewers through a hole they cut in their floor. But they quickly encounter Soka, played by Robert Wielskiewicz, in an excellent performance. The sewer inspector and petty thief who knows his way through every inch of that dark, rat-infested tunnel. They reach an agreement to live underground and pay him money each week, but neither side trusts the other. But they soon settle into an uneasy coexistence right beneath the Nazi soldiers' feet. So Mundek and Soka even attempt to break into a labor camp to check if someone is alive. The movie follows the two groups, Soka's family above ground and Mundek's extended family and friends below, both of whom risk constant exposure. This is a different type of Holocaust movie. It's chaotic, passionate, bloody, filled with normal everyday life in an exceptional situation with people eating, having sex, loving, hating, giving birth, dying, all hidden in near darkness in an underground tunnel filled with human waste. A lot of the movie is an almost black screen with just people running toward the camera down a sludge-filled passageway lit only by a candle or a flashlight. In Darkness is a long movie with a gradual, slow build, but it's well worth watching. Great acting, amazing direction, and fantastic production values. And it's nominated for the Best Foreign Language Oscar. Next, The Prodigies, directed by Antoine Chareyron. Jim is a boy genius who is brought up by the millionaire Killian when his parents die in a violent episode. Jim knows he has special kinetic powers, can utilize all parts of his brain simultaneously, and can force people, even dead people, to do things against their will. As a grown-up now, he knows how to keep things in control at the Killian Institute, and he uses his skills for good, not evil. But When his benefactor dies, the selfish heiress Melanie threatens to close down the institute since it doesn't make money. But Jimbo has been using his research and gaming design to find others like him who share his powers. They're teenagers who are bullied in school by cruel people who don't know or care about their special powers. He wants to give them what Killian gave him, a chance to meet their own in a safe, educated environment. So thinking quickly, Jimbo says, let's have a reality game show called American Genius, whose five winners, he thinks the five prodigies he's already located, will get to meet the president in the White House. But tragedy strikes. Instead of going to meet the five teenagers in the park, whom he's sworn to protect, he lingers with his newly pregnant wife. And before he gets there, they're attacked by violent thugs who beat them up and brutally attack Lisa, putting her into a coma. The tone darkens as the remaining four, led by the angry Gil, decide to seize power and seek revenge. Now it's up to Jimbo to regain the trust of the five prodigies before they execute their cruel, apocalyptic plan. There aren't many lines, but the five of them will walk around looking angry and scary. So The Prodigy, the movie, uses a motion capture animation style. Scenes are acted out live, then changed into animated form. Parts are beautifully done with sleek, stylized image. I like the look, but there are also these long, irritating sections made with crappy, low-contrast tones, which just don't work on a big screen. I wonder why they do that. I enjoyed this French-Belgian movie. It's fun to watch, exciting and predictable, though extremely violent. It's not suitable for children. It's a science fiction horror movie with an X-Men type story using computer game style animation. Arrietty and In Darkness are playing now, and The Prodigies opens today in Toronto. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.